changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Tell me, how is your happiness journey coming? Are you becoming more aware of and focusing on your own happiness? I know that I am. This has been very beneficial for me because this has gotten me to focus on myself. As always, there's a wonderful saying in Richard Bach's book, Illusions, which, by the way, if you haven't read this book, read it today, download it, do something, get it from Amazon, whatever. Read this book. But there's a book inside of this book, and it's called The Messiah's Handbook. And in The Messiah's Handbook, it says, we teach that which we need to learn most. Let me say that again. We teach that which we need to learn most. So now all of a sudden, I'm sure you're looking at all the stuff I'm teaching. Well, the answer is absolutely yes. I am probably my best and sometimes dullest, dumbest student. Hey, Ashley, 47 degrees in Sarasota, Florida. Wow. All right, everybody. Well, thank you, everybody, for being with me here live this morning. And I know that we've been talking about happiness. And what I like about the fact that we've been talking about happiness is we've been talking about it over the last several weeks. Now, in addition to talking about happiness over the last several weeks, we've been given ideas and things to do that you can do to help make yourself become a happier person. And I invite you to go back if you haven't watched those. And by the way, if you're here for the first time, please let us know that you're here for the first time. Oh, let me see what Ed sent us a little bit of a treatise here. I watched Groundhog Day yesterday. My takeaway, happiness is today. Happiness is not tomorrow. Happiness is not next year. Happiness is not achievement. Happiness is not position. Happiness is not empowerment. Happiness is not value. Happiness is always right now. Happiness is. Very good, Ed. Good to hear that. Wow, I actually watched it too. We should have all had like a watch party for Groundhog Day. That would be a lot of fun. Well, listen, I want to talk with you about this idea of recasting yourself as a happiness hero. I've always got a handful of books going, and I've been listening to Aaron Sorkin's masterclass on script writing for television. Aaron Sorkin, of course, brought us A Few Good Men. He wrote Lincoln. He wrote The West Wing, Sports Night. He's written all these things. He's written Broadway shows, et cetera, et cetera. And he talks about the idea of the hero, the compelling hero. And this is something that I've been drawn to for many, many years, not just because I was into comic books like all young men, but this idea of heroes. And in this story, he was talking about how, or in this masterclass, he was talking about that before George Lucas wrote Star Wars, George Lucas spent 2 years studying hero archetypes. Now, I couldn't think of the man's name this morning, and I've got my Alexis unplugged, but the guy who did, it's not Houston Smith, he's the religion guy. But anyway, this guy discovered the hero archetypes and created a book called The Hero's Journey, which I could Google right now, but I'm sure one of you already know it. So anyway, there are archetypes, and heroes always follow a journey. Now, we tend to look at our lives as not how can I be happy today, as Ed said, you know, and enjoy today, as Ed said, but how can I get through this day and how can I get on to the next thing? And hopefully I won't suffer any major calamities or heartbreaks or issues or anything like that in the process. Of course, none of which is guaranteed. If we begin to step back and look at ourselves as heroes, then we begin to understand that we have choices, we're not living. Yes, you are living out a life script. You inherited things genetically, and you also inherited things from your family and your upbringing. Absolutely. However, you can recast yourself And I learned this many years ago that, and this is not part of that hero's journey concept, but this idea that there are really two types of heroes. There's the suffering hero, and there's the conquering hero. And it's funny because when I used to sit in elementary school and I'd look around at the girls that really caught my attention, and I began to fantasize. Now, mind you, I'm not even in puberty yet. So for me, fantasizing is getting to hold their hand, you know? And in my mind, I would save them from something. And in the process, I would create these elaborate scenarios, these stories in my head, where I saved this girl from something. And in the process, I got hurt. And she cared for me and took care of me. Now, mind you, I'm probably 7 or 8 or 9 years old. I'm just starting to think girls are okay. I haven't even probably told my friends that I like girls. Anyway, so this is called the suffering hero. The hero who sees life as you do something, you suffer, you suffer, you suffer, you suffer. This is that life's a bitch and then you die kind of person. Now, the Buddha did say that life is suffering, and there's a lot to unpack with that. However, consider the concept of the suffering hero, the long-suffering person who things just never quite pay off for them. Then you've got what is called the conquering hero. The conquering hero is the one that we tend to rally behind and the one that we tend to celebrate, the one that becomes the blockbuster movies. That's the conquering. And the conquering hero always faces a certain series of events. Number one is the call to being a hero. This person is going along perfectly well, and then all of a sudden something happens and they are called to be a hero. Think of Luke Skywalker just working on his uncle and aunt's ranch, and then coming back and finding them all having been killed by the Empire, and then all of a sudden he feels called to revenge their deaths. He is called to be a hero. Now, so there's always suffering in the hero's journey. There's always suffering. Then what the hero always does, and this is true if you think back to all of the Star Wars. Now, it's interesting, by the way, I've seen interviews with George Lucas. He originally wrote Star Wars as this everything we know of Star Wars, the first three, as one long movie. luckily, it was broken up into three different parts. But when George Lucas wrote this, he wanted to make Luke Skywalker a believable person, a real person, and so he has to go through some suffering. He has to go through the death of his parents. But then, and here, not his parents, his aunt and uncle, but here's the thing that we find out is that all heroes have a mentor. Now, the first one we think of with Luke Skywalker, of course, is Yoda. But even in A New Hope, Star Wars Episode 4, Luke Skywalker had a mentor. It was Obi-Wan Kenobi. Remember, Obi-Wan Kenobi put him on his journey. So if you've experienced some suffering in your life, my question is, are you being a suffering hero, in other words, just suffering, or are you being a conquering hero? And if you're being a conquering hero, the thing you've got to do is to look for a mentor. You've got to look for someone who can help you put it into perspective. In 12-step recovery, they have a saying, your best thinking got you here. So you need somebody outside of yourself. This is why I still have a therapist. This is why a lot of people have therapists. It's somebody that you can talk to who's a neutral party, who is going to hopefully reflect back to you, number one, that you are a hero, that you're not chosen to suffer, that you're just like everybody else. You know, there's good news and there's bad news and there's same news. It's the same news. You're just like everybody else. Question is, how are you going to recast yourself as the hero in your life? So who is that mentor? Who is that person that you can or should reach out to who can help you? The other thing about a hero is that you've got to understand a hero fails forward. I forget where I first heard that concept. I think it's Grant Cardone or something like that. But anyway, it is, I'm sorry, someone just checked in. That's cool. It has to do, I just totally lost my place. Sometimes I read your comments and I'm like, oh, here we go. A hero has to fail. Because it is in discovering our failures, it is in discovering the things that are wrong in our lives, that we find the mentor to help us, that we make a commitment to make a change, and that we then ultimately become the hero. It is the stress and the struggle that creates the hero. So I want you to think about that. If you were a Star Wars character, are you Guido getting shot in the cantina as soon as you get on film? Or are you somebody who is resilient, somebody who's going to come back? Are you Luke Skywalker? Are you Han Solo, who found the possibility of changing his own nature and becoming a hero instead of a villain? So what are your thoughts on heroism and being a hero? Are you a hero in your own life? Have you ever caught yourself being a suffering hero? I sure have. That's an easy one for me to fall into, because my ego then wants to pile on stuff. So tell me about yourself. What is your hero's journey? I'm going through something right now. Many of you are as well. I'm going through a major struggle, and I'm working my way through it. I see myself as being victorious. So, hey, I see that I can't even pronounce this, but it is somebody who obviously is not from Kansas City. Jiri Buni Frida says, hello, Will. Nice to see you again. Jiri, it is nice to see you as well. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. So tell me about your hero's journey. Are you a hero? And if so, what? I would have always, we all wanted to be Han Solo, I think, when we watched Star Wars. That's who I was. By the way, I was talking with somebody the other day. That was not George Lucas's first movie with Harrison Ford. He was in American Graffiti. He played the guy who raced the guy with the hot rod, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, I'm not seeing any questions or comments or observations, so I'll give it just another minute. And if anybody wants to chime in and say hello. By the way, thank you so much to all of you who click share every single day. If you've got somebody who's struggling with happiness, click share right now so they'll have this as a resource. And when you do, be sure and type the word share or shared so that we know you did, so we can thank you. All right. Well, looks like everybody took in all this wonderful information and no additional comments from the gallery. So everybody have a great day. Enjoy today. And we're going to continue talking about yourself as the hero, recasting yourself as a happiness hero. That's today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk more about the story and the script of a happiness hero. See you then. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world, no more.